With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The final weekend campaigning in Iowa is over for Republican presidential hopefuls before 2024 voting officially begins.
Ahead of Monday's caucuses, Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley braved the elements on Saturday, stumping for votes in a state hit by blizzard conditions. Both candidates trail Donald Trump in the polls and are hoping for a solid finish, if not a last-minute surprise, to give them momentum into New Hampshire and beyond. Meanwhile, frigid, wintry weather forced the former president to cancel his two in-person rallies on Saturday. Monday's weather is expected to be the coldest for any caucus day in history. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, as for the election in general, editor-at-large for The Spectator, Ben Domenech, says younger voters seem to be the most optimistic about America's prospects for the future.
I think that those people, having lived through as much strife as they have over the past 25 years or so, basically from 9/11 onward, you have actually a little bit more of an optimistic, hopeful attitude.
Domenech tells the Salem Radio Network younger voters associate hope with the eventual replacement of old guard Democrats like Nancy Pelosi and President Biden. Also at SRNNews.com, the White House says it's the right time for Israel to scale back its military offensive in the Gaza Strip, even as Israeli leaders vow to intensify their operation against the territory's ruling Hamas militant group. Meanwhile, four people killed in the crash of landing of a hot air balloon in Arizona. One person critically injured. The balloon carried 13 people, eight of whom were skydivers. After they jumped, the balloon became unstable and began to experience trouble before it crashed. Meanwhile, wild card weekend continues. The Cowboys lose, so do. This is SRN News. The Biden administration's decided not to pull down another statue.
This time the target was William Penn, Christian, democracy advocate, and founder of the state of Pennsylvania. The National Park Service had been planning to remove a statue of him from Welcome Park in Philadelphia as part of a, quote, rehabilitation project. Public outrage followed swiftly, and the administration now says it will leave William Penn where he stands, just blocks from the museum that celebrates the U.S. Constitution, which Penn's writings inspired. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge dismissed a University of Notre Dame professor's defamation lawsuit against a student-run publication. The professor took the Irish Rover to court over its coverage of her abortion advocacy while employed by the Catholic school. St. Joseph's County Superior Court asserted that the coverage was false and defamatory were unfounded. The case had raised questions about press freedom. SRN News. Louisiana's newly inaugurated lawmakers are set to convene for a special session.
The focus of the session beginning Monday is to redraw the state's congressional map. Lawmakers may also explore new Supreme Court districts and moving away from the state's unique so-called jungle primary system. Republican Governor Jeff Landry has carved out 14 items the legislature can discuss. He called for that special session only a few hours after taking office. Jason Walker reporting.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum endorsing former President Trump's comeback for the White House ahead of Monday's Iowa caucuses. Burgum appeared on stage with Mr. Trump at a rally on Sunday in Indianola. His endorsement comes just over a month after Burgum ended his own long shot campaign for the GOP presidential bid. His support for Mr. Trump is unlikely to make a difference because Mr. Trump's expected to dominate. SRN News.